Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. And how am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine.
It's been a year now since Kara and I moved to Los Cabos, and what a year it has been. Moving to Mexico is a lot different than packing it up and moving down the street, or even, as we have both done before, moving to a different state. There's an excitement, to be sure, as you plan your getaway, but there is also a little shiver that hits your spine when you realize that you are going to a foreign place. The first thing that struck us was a realization that we had to set some fairly stark priorities. Because just about every place you rent or buy down here comes furnished, from couches and bedroom sets to forks and knives, we knew we didn't need to bring a lot of stuff, so we decided to only bring what would fit into the back of our Ford Explorer. It was amazing to us how many things we had that, well, quite frankly, we really did not need. It took a while, but thanks to Kara's organizational skills, it all came together and wasn't as painful as we first thought because, well, our intent all along was to simplify our lives as much as possible. The biggest thing about this move, of course, was the language barrier. On our drive down, we were confronted with road signs that were at first difficult to understand. Then we would stop at a restaurant or store and use the little Spanish we knew to make our purchases. For most of the 1,100-mile trek down the Trans-Peninsular Highway, we were often in an environment where nobody spoke English. But we'd studied some, and our burgeoning Spanish skills got us through. While not totally conversant yet, we are getting a lot better. When we first talked to people about our move, many questioned our judgment from a safety perspective. They had read the stories that circulate in the North American media about how violent and dangerous Mexico is. The truth of the matter? Well, as soon as we got about an hour out of Ensenada, we were very comfortable. There were military checkpoints all along the highway where friendly young soldiers would stop us, ask a couple of questions, then send us on our way. Although it was strange at first to come across one of these checkpoints, it did make us more at ease because, well, there are some very long stretches of highway in La Baja where there is nothing but cactus, rocks, lizards, and dust. It is a beautiful but exhausting drive. We sometimes found ourselves on stretches of road where the only vehicle we saw for miles and miles was a Federale on patrol, an overland trucker, or a local farmer. Then there's the cultural aspect of all this, which was the real eye-opener. You know, we knew there would be differences between life in the United States and life in Mexico. I mean, you don't just turn on the tap here for a glass of water. Ever. But we already knew that. Just about everything is negotiable in the little shops in town. But we already knew that, too. Some services that we took for granted in the States, like consistent internet service and common utilities, are not always reliable. Well, we'd been warned about that one, too. But what we didn't realize was how different the cultures really are. We have celebrated at fiestas in the plaza, observed holidays that were new to us, like Dia de la Muertos, which honors the dead, and interacted with the locals on a number of levels. Now, as tourists, we were always treated warmly. But after you've been here a while and they recognize you as a local, something changes. That warmth and friendliness extended to you as a tourist becomes a reflection of respect and neighborliness when you become a local. We are often greeted in the streets by people who are quick to offer a handshake, a hug, or the traditional kiss on the cheek. Clerks in the stores where we trade have often advised us that a store down the street has the same item, but at a better price. When they realize you will be back in a couple of days, the urgency of the sale is ratcheted way down. As a local, for example, I have been offered fishing trips at about half of what the tourists pay. We have a jeweler friend who has done some custom work that has cost a fraction of the tourist price. In other words, they look out for us. The salespeople we encounter, they all know we are trying to improve our Spanish skills, so they will offer us a new word when we walk into their shop, or are very patient when we try to communicate in their language. We have also met people from all over the globe and taken in their perspective of the United States and the people who live there. Believe me, it is quite different than you think, and for the most part, not particularly flattering. After seeing the behavior of many of the tourists who arrive here, I can understand why. Of course, there are hardships. We miss our family terribly. We Skype with them daily, and while it is nice, it is not quite the same as sitting across from them at the dinner table. But we have some things we came down here to accomplish, and we have a curiosity about the larger world and what it has to offer. There's a desire to embrace that world and sample the layers of culture laid on the table before us. This year has passed quickly, too quickly if you ask me.
And it seems like only yesterday.
This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.
Gee, ain't it funny?
How time just slips away.